That's the heart of God. Amen. Amen. Are we ready for the word of God? Are we? Let me try that again. Are we ready for the word of God? Come on. Why don't we get our hands together and invite our pastor, Andrew Golver, as he brings the word of God, church.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory. God is good. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. We had some good news on Friday. We had another young man go down into a rehab called Carpenter's Arms in Loughborough. But he's not a young man, he's 55, 56 years old. Wait a minute, maybe he is a young man. Yeah, he's a young man, yeah. But you know what I mean. Boy, you know, there's young and there's young, isn't there, sort of thing, you know, hallelujah. I'm only young, aren't I, Sonia?
Of course.
Ah, glory to God. So he is a young man, and he's gone back for the third time now into rehab. He's walked out twice, and he's an alcoholic. And he had a disaster in his family, and he lost his wife died suddenly. He had a job in banking in London, and then all of a sudden, he started to drink to help him go to work. So many people let the past dictate their future. You see, God cannot change the past. But with God by our side, we have a sure and certain future in Christ Jesus. So stop, don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. She looked back and became a pillar of salt. But let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It's exciting. Amen. We have a sure and certain hope. Turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter 3, please. John's Gospel, chapter 3. When you found it, just put your hand up.
Glory to God. Seven.
Oh. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a story of one of the teachers of Israel. And his name is Nicodemus. And he is one of these great teachers in Jerusalem. He's teaching the people how to connect, supposedly, how to connect and know God. It says he's one of the spiritual rulers of the Jews. But it says in my Bible, it's in verse 2, it says, And this man named Nicodemus came to see Jesus, who is known as a teacher from God. And he came to see Jesus to find out who he really was. He'd heard, he'd seen Jesus doing signs, wonders, and miracles. And this had blown his mind, because he knew that none of the teachers in Jerusalem were doing anything like this. So he began to question Jesus, realizing that Jesus was something special and he had a connection with God that nobody else around him seemed to have. Nicodemus said, "Nobody around me can do signs and wonders like you, and you can only do signs and wonders if you really know God." Nicodemus took it even further and said, "If you have God within you." Do we have God within us? Do we?
Eh? Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Church, let me tell you something. I like to hear the church speak, because when the church speaks, it pushes back principalities and powers. When we speak the word of God, when we declare the promises of God, when we agree with the word of God, the words that we speak push back the principalities and powers of darkness. Amen? Praise God, that's what I like to hear the church speak. You're the church. I'm not listening to the bricks, I'm listening to the church. And you know when, you know, if you agree with something, say amen. Say hallelujah. Say praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Say it in whatever language you want. Amen. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Glory to Jesus! And we declare to principalities and powers, we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He rose from the dead, victorious. And the Word says that He ascended into the heavenly presence of God. Amen. He's risen. He's ascended in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Praise God. And so Jesus, verse 3, says to Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again. If you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. I said, if you're not born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to Jesus. So Nicodemus said, how am I going to do this? I'm an older man. How can I be born of my mother again? My mother had enough pain when I came into the world and I was only this big. She's going to have even more pain now I'm this big. You see, Nicodemus was a man who had great knowledge. And so when Jesus said to him, you must be born again, his mind began to think. And Jesus did not mean be born of this flesh, to be born of the Spirit. If you want to see the kingdom of God, if I want to see the kingdom of God, in verse 5, Jesus says, truly I say unto you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So do not marvel that I say to you, be born again. Not only must we be born of the flesh, but we must be born of the Spirit of God. You see, when God created Adam in the Garden of Eden, He created him not just flesh, but He created him in the image of God, and God is Spirit. And it's that same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead that gave life and breath to Adam. And so God wants each and every one of us to reconnect with Him. You see, when Adam sinned, there was a disconnection. His spirit died. It became sinful. It lost its ability to connect with its creator. And that's why Jesus was sent for you and for me, so that you and I might reconnect with the creator. You see, God is not an intellect. God is wisdom. God is knowledge. But He's not an intellect. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that you'll never find God with your mind. You'll never find God with your understanding here. See, God is spirit. And the Bible says that we worship God in spirit and in truth. So if you and I want to connect with God, we connect by the Spirit. But the Spirit has to be born again. Amen? Nicodemus was told, you must be born again. Born of the Spirit. And so often we say, well, I can't see God, I can't see Jesus, so where is He? It's not about seeing with your eyes. It's not about trying to touch Him. It's not about hearing Him with our natural ears. It's not about trying to smell if God is around. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that God is good. That doesn't mean we go looking around to bite God and see if He's there. No. Yesterday it was windy, part of the day. Has anybody seen the wind? Anybody seen the wind? No. And yet we say, it's windy outside. How do we know it's windy outside? We say it. We know it's windy outside because we see the trees blowing. We feel the wind blowing our hair. We feel this time of the year the coldness as it passes by. And we say, where does it come from? Where is it going? They say, oh, it comes from the north. It's a north wind. But where in the north? Where did it start? Where's it going to finish? For suddenly, it can be windy. And then all of a sudden, in a moment, it stops. So where did the wind go? Does anybody know? No. And yet we believe in that there is wind. We can't see it. We only see the effects of it. In the same way, we know that God is real. Because as we call upon the name of the Lord and we pray for people in the name of Jesus and we see people healed, we know that He is real. We see the effects of the power of the name of Jesus. We see the effects of the power of the name of Jesus. Praise God. See, Daniel's going to Bible college and he's having to study books and books and books. But he will never find God in a book. True. Dharma's been to Bible college. Did you find God in a book? Why? Because he's not an intellect. God is spirit. And God wants you and I to connect with him by our spirits. So when the word of God, when Jesus says you must be born again, he means you must receive Jesus. You must take God into your spirit and let that spirit be born again. Hallelujah. We worship God in spirit and in truth. You know, so many people today try and find God with their intellect. You'll never find God that way. You'll find God on your knees. You'll find God as you pray and seek Him. Verse 16 of John's Gospel, chapter 3, says this. For God so loved the world that He, God, gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him, Jesus, should never perish, but will have eternal life. It's about believing in Jesus. It's about realizing that my past will not dictate my future. It's about letting Jesus take hold of my past and destroy it and make me new. See, when we come to Jesus, we come with all our problems, all our difficulties, all our worries, all our sins. And we come to Him unworthy. We come to Him dressed in filthy rags. And yet when we come to Him and we bow the knee and ask the Lord Jesus to come into our hearts and into our lives, the Word of God tells us we are then born again. Born again. We're made new. When you ask Jesus into your heart and life, when Daniel asked Jesus into his heart and life, God made him spiritually inside a new person. That new person that lives inside begins to change how the outward person acts. And you stop doing what you used to do that displeased God. In other words, as the Bible puts it, we stopped sinning. In other words, we stopped polluting our minds and we stopped polluting our bodies. And we allowed the Word of God to change us. But you know, the devil goes along and he starts looking. He starts looking and says, what can I find out that's wrong about you? He starts going through the filing cabinet of your life. He says, oh, I remember you all those years ago before you knew Jesus. And he says, oh, I've got a file here that tells me what you did all those years ago. And he starts to try to remind you. And he begins to tell you, you're not worthy. Why should you have Jesus in your life? Why should you be happy? Why should you have peace? The devil says, I've come to torment you. I've come to make you miserable. And secretly, I've come to kill you and to destroy you, he says. And you have to turn to him and say, on this day, I asked Jesus into my life. And Amen. Jesus made me a new person. And the old Sonia, the old deer, is dead. And we have a new Sonia and a new deer. Because Amen. They took him and made him Lord of their life. And their past is past and it's forgotten. By the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you believe that? Praise God. You see, the Bible tells us that God did not send Jesus in the world to judge the world, but he sent Jesus in the world that through Jesus the world might be saved. Jesus came to save us. Jesus came to set us free. Amen. How do we know what a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ looks like? Anybody, any ideas? Have a look at the person next to you. Just have a good look at them. Okay? You've seen that person. That person might be a disciple of the Lord Jesus. But check the person in front of you. See if they look like, if they look exactly the same. They don't, do they? Now, the trees outside, there are many different types of trees, aren't there? Some trees bring forth fruit. Yeah? Now, for me, I'm not an expert on trees. Now, we got a man, he's an expert on trees. Well, I know he can cut them down, but I don't know about anything else. You know, he sees a tree, and then when he sees a tree, he goes, chainsaw. So when I see trees, I pass trees by, and you know, somebody who's a gardener or an expert on trees could say to me, that's an apple tree, that's a pear tree, that's a plum tree. I just look at it and say, it's a tree. But when it comes to the time of fruit, I can go by and say, oh yeah, that's an apple tree, that's a pear tree, that's a plum tree, you know. He's not. Then we know. We know by their fruit what kind of tree it is. In the same way, the Bible says, how do you know that somebody is a disciple and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? And the Word of God says, by their fruit shall you know them. You see, we can look outside and, well, we could see a few trees, but, you know, somebody cut most of them down. But if we were to look at those trees outside without the leaves on, a lot of them we'd look at and say, I'm not sure what this tree is. But when it produces the fruit, we understand and we know. Many trees look like every tree. They're all the same. A tree's a tree. But when the fruit comes, we know what sort of tree it is. And you see, Jesus wants you and I, He wants every one of us to bear fruit. Fruit that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Fruit that comes out of spending time with Jesus, the Word. And all of this starts with, you must be born again. Praise Amen. God. And so when we become born again, suddenly we become an enemy of the devil. And he tries to beat us. But the Bible says, spend time in my word. Spend time in the presence of God. Become strong with the word of God. Let the word of God be strong in your mouth. Let that word of God become strong in your mouth. Let it become strong in your heart. And this can only happen when you and I first accept Jesus and make him Lord of our lives. And then when that happens, he wants to move through us and use us. And he wants us to see signs, wonders and miracles in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who loves Jesus?
Amen.
We need to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm believing we shall see this place filled with the people who need Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Who believes he's a good God? Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you right now. And we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the work of the cross. We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us today. And Father, we just thank you that you have saved us. You're healing us. You're delivering us. Lord, the work of the cross says you've already done it. The Bible says that we are the healed. The Word of God says we are saved. The Word of God tells us that we are forgiven. And so, Lord, as we stand before you right now, as your children, we receive your forgiveness. We receive your love. And Lord, we pray that you just minister to each and every one of us in Jesus' name. I just feel the Lord saying right now that there are one or two people who just need prayer. There are one or two people who are carrying some guilt from the lies of the enemy. The Lord wants you to know that is not the truth. And if you need just to come and receive an anointing, we'll lay hands on you and we'll enforce that word of God in your very life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Do you need a touch from the Lord right now, then just come out right now in Jesus' name.
We'll lay hands on you,
minister through the power of the Spirit of God into your life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Church, and also while they're getting prayed, can we pray for him as well, you know, because there's power in prayer.